Well, I could describe exactly all the sensations that I'm having right now. And this is how I used to live my life. Really painfully aware of every bodily sensation from a very early age. And so right now, if I was to describe my physical sensations, it would be pretty crazy. You know, my body might be shaking. The thoughts of, wow, I shouldn't have had that coffee this morning. Every time I sit up here, it kicks in full force, and it feels like 10 espressos instead of just one. You know, all eyes are on me. There could be total paranoia. There could be extreme self-consciousness. How can I share my direct experience with them? Will they understand me? Can I really listen to everyone here and actually understand where they're coming from? But really, these sensations are nothing but this dynamic energy, just swirling and twirling and bubbling. And you know, the practice of relying on clarity for short moments many times, it allows us to be with these sensations, and they become not a big deal anymore. You can have full-on anxiety, you can have full-on nausea, fear, depression, anxiety, or the other, just total happiness, and you're just okay with everything. Relying on clarity normalizes all these points of view that we think are so extreme and that define reality, define our well-being. You know, most of us look at painful sensations like anxiety, fear, as something bad that we need to get rid of, and that it's evidence that we don't have a clear mind or that there's something wrong with us, and that it requires a lot of effort to bring about ease. You know, in my own experience, I tried everything, every relaxation technique I could find, every remedy I could find, exercise, yoga, meditation, herbs, drugs, alcohol, just to find relaxation, to get away from the anxiety. Going to therapy saying, you know, I'm so anxious, help me, I need to fix it, I don't want to feel it because it's ruining my day, basically. I can't be in full relationship. There must be something wrong with my relationship. Why do I feel so anxious? Is it because I'm not with the right person? Am I not having the right career? Am I not living in the right place in the world? Is it something my parents said to me as a child? Is that why I'm feeling so anxious? Is it because I'm not eating the right food? Is it the wheat or the dairy? Is it the sugar? Is my meditation practice not devoted enough? You know, this is what I came to the training with, just a whole barrage of ideas why I thought there was something wrong and what I needed to fix. And I can tell you, everything I tried, it made it worse. I never got any relief. I might have found some relief. Maybe the herbal remedy worked for 5 hours, but then it wore off. And then I was on to more, and then I just kept spending all my money and... I mean, I can laugh about it now. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I'd rather sit up here without piercing stomach pains and whatever it is. Maybe I'll still want to go and lay down after this, who knows. It's not a big deal. You know, it's not evidence of anything wrong with us when we experience these things. And you know, in my own experience, it just took time getting used to that. Relying on short moments, allowing those feelings and the thoughts about it and the emotions to be as they were. You know, recognizing in the initial moment that I'm getting into a story about it. Initially, it takes a little bit of, okay, I'm going to rely on short moments. Just allow that story to be as it is. Allow the sensation, the emotion. And it could be just for a brief moment. Short moments, not prolonged moments. Just try the short moments, and then you get back into the story and you forget about short moments. And you go about your day and you do all your exercises again and all your techniques, and then you're like, okay, well maybe I'll just give myself a break and try short moments again. And then if it doesn't work, I'll go back to my other thing. And then I'll come back to short moments. That's kind of what it's like in the beginning. But we start to see that short moments do provide us a little bit of relief initially, or maybe a lot. So we keep trying it. What we're coming to see is that points of view do not affect our well-being. Points of view are the shining forth of clarity. There is no separation. the short moments allow us to have this instinctive recognition that there is no separation, there is no separate viewer or watcher or witnesser. It's not a cat watching a mouse. Clarity is just all pervasive. The points of view, that is clarity. So it's not using clarity to get in, not using short moments to get into clarity, to neutralize points of view. And that's why short moments are so effective, because we're not really doing anything. You know, we can use metaphors and analogies of what it's like to take short moments, because that will help you. I used a few the other day. One is sky gazing. If you just look up in the blue sky, and you just, you know, the sky is totally wide open, just spacious. It's nothing but space. Just merge your mind with sky. Allow yourself to relax. Pretend like you've just had the hardest day of work in your life, but everything was completed, and there was nothing more to do at the end of the day. And you could give yourself that break. Aha, it's done. Shut off, just relax. You can try that at any moment, even when there's full-on affliction. You know, I found this very helpful, just to remember the analogies. Like somebody sunbathing out on the beach with nothing more to do, just drinking a coconut and laying on the beach. When you keep it that simple, you see how we're very hard on ourselves. I was very hard on myself, my whole life. So give ourselves a break, and give yourselves a break. Give other people a break. Take responsibility for your own points of view. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Test it in yourself. The more you become completely stable, you develop this self-leadership, and people recognize this. You know, people recognize when somebody is relying on clarity, when they've recognized something in themselves that's very peaceful and stable. They might get annoyed that we're not engaging in the stories and whatnot, but I mean, like, my parents and my friends recognize the difference in me. I may not have spent as much time with them, but they definitely recognized a shift in me, and they recognized how I was actually happy for the first time and relaxed and not caught up in my belief systems. You know, and people always, they'll notice the shift in somebody that's relying on clarity rather than emphasizing points of view. What I notice is that people are more solution-oriented. There's complete mental and emotional stability, whether we're talking about things or not. It's just demonstrated in the persona. It doesn't require a whole lot of conversation. But try it in yourself. Can you get along with yourself? Test that first. You know, and in clarity community, you're going to have people to talk to. And you can still talk with anyone and everyone. My life is more normal than ever. I can have a normal conversation with my family. It's just that I don't engage in my old belief systems, and I don't fuel their fires anymore. I'm not interested, for one. If somebody comes to me and wants to complain about this, that, and the other thing, I just don't want to listen to it. So, you know, we can each choose who we want to spend our time with and how we want to converse with people. But what we see that naturally starts to happen is conversations become more about the solution or more about how can I help you. We become very helpful and caring, open-hearted, in a genuine way. Not just trying to fix up people's points of view, saying, yeah, you're kind of flawed, you really should do this therapy and that therapy, I can see why you're this way. It's more about, well, you know, what can I do for you? Can I get you anything? Do you need some support? That's what people really want. Maybe we're not used to that, though. You know, I wasn't used to people offering me genuine support, empowerment. I was used to people reinforcing my ideas about what was flawed. That's what I like to go to. I like to go to the therapy where they'd say why I was flawed, so then I had a whole list of things that I could work on. If I walked away from a session with no things to check off, then I would say, well, you haven't done me any good. I don't have anything to work on. You know, I was into that, and now I'm not. It's not interesting to me now. What's of immediate benefit? What's beneficial right now? Not sometime in the future. Not something that happened five lifetimes ago. What's of benefit right now? And then that will continue to be of benefit. You know, beneficial solutions that will benefit us now and then those to come. And that's really what clarity teams are developing. Beneficial projects, beneficial solutions for ourselves and others. And if we find that we're still really getting into a lot of projects and we're not so easy on ourselves and we do need time for ourselves, you'll just know when that is. But we can also see that these ideas about exhaustion and why we're so exhausted and, you know, this person is making me angry and whatever, it's just, that's been our focus. You know, we have been trained to emphasize the exhaustion, why it isn't working. So when we stop emphasizing what isn't working and we just rely on clarity, you know, you can have all kinds of points of view, very intense ones. You can notice how exhausted you've been your whole life. You know, I used to just hold everything in place. And then when I, for the first time, allowed my points of view to be as they were, it was, wow, such a relief, but I just collapsed and slept and slept and slept. I would sleep during all the breaks during the 12 empowerments. I would write out my answers and get everything done and then look at my watch and say, okay, now I have 45 minutes for a sleep. And I just allowed myself to sleep, and I did that every day during the empowerments. And then I think even trainings after that, I just took every opportunity to sleep. But that was for me because I was so exhausted. And that's fine, you know, whether we're exhausted or if we're full power, we just have all this energy now to do whatever we would like. You know, short moments of clarity is not to make it into something new now. We have a new set of parameters of how life should look like. Bring it back to the basics. So again, what is clarity? Just stop thinking for a moment. What's looking? Your power to know. Alert cognizance. No description needed. Natural presence. Not a special state to get into. Including all of your anxiety, exhaustion, including your happiness, including the blissful states. It's found in all of your points of view, in your food, in your money, in your sex. If you imagine a crystal ball, a flawless crystal ball that is perfect, and then all kinds of images are appearing within that crystal ball, the crystal ball is never affected. The images are contained in the crystal ball. They don't have an independent nature. The reflection of all you in this imaginary crystal ball, it's nothing other than the crystal ball. The points of view are nothing other than clarity itself. So we can start to take it easy with points of view, with the descriptions of points of view. We can let the descriptions of points of view be as they are. We start to see that thoughts, emotions, sensations, they're just like a line drawn in midair. A thought comes, it flowers, and then it releases without us having to do anything about the thought. Crazy thoughts, good thoughts. Allow all thoughts to be exactly as they are. The same with sensations, the sensation of anxiety, of fear, like a line drawn in water. It reaches this gripping potential, but if we leave it as it is, pretty soon we're on to the next thing. Being homesick, the thoughts of being extremely homesick, left as they are, just the pure display of clarity. Test this with all your points of view. And gradually, it doesn't have to feel like it's resolved all at once. Rely on the four mainstays. Rely on your trainer to help you when the going gets tough. Rely on the community for support. Listen to the training media, watch the videos. Show up in the open meetings, listen. These are all available for you to gain confidence and clarity rather than re-emphasize our points of view.